hopefully we make it.
It's been working lately, yeah. See, could you give me a minchas chinuch, the last chalik, and a toisis rosh in Nida? Okay, today we're going to go a little bit into Korban Yoledes as much more complex than the other Korbanos that we, Chatois, that we learned about. The most difficult piece to get is what is exactly the Chiv of the Yoledes when she brings a Sofik. Normally by every other Korban, you don't bring a Sofik Korban. If you have a Sofik Korban, in fact, you're not allowed to bring it out Chulun Bazorah. Is an Isser to bring it. And that's a general rule we have all over. When you have a Sufik Daraisa in two directions, so generally speaking, we say that you do the Sheval Tase. So for instance, you have a Sufik Chiv Yibum, right? That's a classic example. You have a Sufik Chiv Yibum. You don't do Yibum. Forgetting that you have a chalitza option, even if there's no chalitza option. Because the Sofik Yibum, on the one hand, you have a Sofik Deraisa to do Yibum. On the other hand, you have a Sofik Eshesach. So what prevails in that type of a situation, what prevails in that situation is Yashikoyach, is the Sheval Tazer. So you don't do Yibum, right? So in other words, when you have a any kind of Sufik Chiv, which also potentially has a Sufik Isser, if I can't, then we say you should bench. Right? Then we say you should bench. And we don't say that it's a problem of a Sufik Deraisa L'chumra. We say, well, it's a Sufik B'samazin, it's a Chiv Deraisa. Once there's a Chiv Deraisa L'chumra, now it's not a brocha levatola, right? That l'chayr is the mechanism of that. How do you make a brich samozin if you have a sofik? Because you have a sofik brich samozin. Since brich samozin is the raisa, so you have to bench. Now that you have to bench, we don't have a sofik brochas, right? It's not a sofik brochas. That seems to be the way. Now, bearing these things in mind, it's going to be a little challenging to learn our sugya. Because on the one hand, when a woman has a Sofik Chiyuv Korban, the logic should be that she shouldn't bring a Korban. It's Chulun Bazorah. On the other hand, one can arguably say, well, if there's a Chiyuv, Sofik Deraisa L'chumra, so now there is a Chiyuv. Now it's not Chulun Bazorah. So it's really, and that's going to be the challenge to understand the whole sugya here of Sofik Leda, how it works, Sufik Leda, what exactly is the Chiyuv. Ultimately, the Chiyuv is like this in-between Chiyuv, because you bring a Korban, but you don't eat it. So on the one hand, it sounds like we've overcome the problem that it's a Sufik. On the other hand, we're still treating it like a Sufik. So that's why this is a complex Korban, Chatos Evavala Sufik. We'll try today at least to get past this step, which is to understand the Chiyuv, Chatos Evavala Sufik, and the Chiyuv Korban Leda, and then we'll be able to move on, because the next couple of Mishnayos and Sugyos are tied into this idea, really till the end of the Perek. In fact, some question why this Mishnah is found in this Perek. The next Perek deals with Arba Mechusrei Kapora. It should be over the Aruch Lener asks, should really be in the next Perek. But we'll see why that's not really much of a problem. Anyway, so we'll start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah right away discusses the different types of chatos of Bala Sofik. So Yoledes brings two korbanos. She brings a chatos and an oila. Okay, so she brings a korban chatos, and on top of the chatos there's also an oila. So the Mishnah says like this. The chatos is a Torah binyana. Okay, the oila is a regular oila. So the woman, yesh mevia is korban v'nechal, v'yesh mevia is korban v'en nechal. So there are two types of korbanos yoledes, chatoyos yoledes. One is eaten, and one is not. And then there's yesh ein mevias. Some don't bring at all. Because ultimately there's no chiv, it doesn't even reach the level of chatosof abalosofik. It doesn't even get to that point. Says the Mishnah as follows. Mevia is korban v'nechal. Which ones bring a korban chatos yoledes and is eaten? Obviously, we don't have to talk about regular births. We're talking about births that are abnormal. So not a Mishnah lists the abnormal births. Hamapelas kimin behema chayiv oif divrei meyah. If the woman has a leida of something which is similar to a tzura, which looks like a behema chayiv oif. So according to Rav Meir, she has to bring a korban yoledes. It needs to have some form, human form. And in fact, from the sugya nida comes out that the facial features have to be there. It has to have a human face. And if it doesn't have a human face, even if it has a human goof, there wouldn't be a tumas leida according to the chachamim. So the Mishnah says, but if she's mapelas a sandal, that's like a flattened Vlad or Shelia, is something which comes out after the leida, which is a hochocha that there was a leida, or shvir mehukam, this is the skin of the fetus. All these things are simone vlad, or hayoitze mechutuch, or if the vlad came out in a regular tzura but broken up, like they abort the vlad, it's all these cases is mevias v'echel. V'chein shifcha sheipila, mevias korban v'nechel. And a shifcha has the same din as a bas yisrael. The Gemara brings a reason why you would think otherwise, but a shifcha also has to bring a korban. The elu mevias v'ein nechalos. And the following bring, and we don't eat it, meaning the following list is a chatas oif abal asofik. A chatas oif abal asofik is not eaten. Hamapeles v'en yodoya ma'ipilo. If you don't know what she was ma'apel. Okay, so this is also a little bit strange. She was obviously, so Rashi says, what is any adam? Means we don't know if it was a tzuris adam or was a tzuris dogim. Right, we don't know what it was. So, question is, why don't we say it's a roif, chazoka? I mean, most ladies have a tzuris adam. I mean, tzuris dogim is something that doesn't happen in a century. So why in the world would we say that there's a... So obviously it was some kind of suffix. You didn't see it. Something looked strange. You didn't see what it was. But l'chayrit is an overwhelming chazok and roiv that this didn't take place. So we have to know what that is, why that is. But that's what it says. Ushtei noshim sheipilu achas mimim p'tur v'achas mimim choyva, or two women that were mapel. And we don't know which one was mapel of vlad that was chayiv. So in this case, neither one of them could bring a chatas that's eaten because each one has a suffix. Rabbi Yossi says, "Eimasayv is man shaholchus elamizuch v'zalamarif." That's if they're not both here. But if they're both in front of us, they could bring a chatas together. They could bring an oiler separately because oiler you can always bring, right? Oiler could come in a dover, and then they bring a chatas al tanai, one chatas with a tanai. Whichever one is chay of the chatas, is the chatas is for her. Avlo mo yushtein, oim do yushtein is mevias korban v'nechal. They could bring one chatas vaday, make a tanai, if it's mine, it's mine, if it's yours, it's yours, but either way, it's a chatas, and it could be eaten. Elu shein mevias. The following don't bring, because it's not considered anything. Hamapelas shvir, mole mayim, full of water, a bag full of water. Molidam, molignin. These are all things that have no tzuris vlad at all. Hamapelas kimin dogim, chagovim, shkotzim urmosim. This is all nothing. Hamapelas yemar boim v'yotze doifin Rav Shimon Mechayev v'yotze doifin. Or if she's mapel on the 40th day, or before, obviously, the 40th day is the cutoff point of when something goes into the level of being a vlad. You need 40 full days. So she's mapple within 40 days. 40th day just means anything before the 40th day, including the 40th day. There's no tumas later. And Yetzi Dofen is a C-section. Rav Meir says that Rav Shimon says a C-section is Yechai. That's the Gemara. Okay. Now the Gemara here doesn't really go into any explanations as far as the Chatos Eif HaBal HaSofik. That's why we really have to go to other sugyas to get clarity in the Chatos Eif HaBal HaSofik. The Gemara here just deals with what the Havamina by Shifcha would be, Shifcha Minolon. And the Gemara says, because it says Bnei Yisrael. And we'll Bnei Yisrael, Girish V'Shifcha Minayim, Tamalom Isha. V'chein Shifcha, what's the Salka Dayet, the Chamina, Ki Amina, Kol Mitzvah Asay, Shisha Chayev, Esbay Yevet Chayev, Boy, that's Tavke Medova, Sheshova, Benish, Benisha. That's only something which is known by men and women. But maybe a lettuce, which is only Benoshim, Panoshim Lesa, Emolay Techayev Shifcha, Ani, Ahach, Itoni, Shifcha, that's why it says Shifcha. Okay, and then the Gemara explains the Tanai, how the Tanai works. They bring an oila and then they make a Tanai on the Chatas. Okay. So now, like I said, we have to break up the halacha here to two things. Number one, we have to understand why is there a din that if you have a Sofik Korban, that the logic would be that you wouldn't bring the Korban. The pashtus is, the logic would be you don't bring a korban because chulam ba'azorah. Because without chulam ba'azorah, there would be a suffix that rises on chulam, l'chair. That's number one. Number two, if there is a chiyuv korban, now that there is a chiyuv korban, which we'll see, we learn out of a pasuk. So why is it ain't an echel? Should be eaten. Unless we start saying that the Torah itself is saying that you should do a suffix. But that's very challenging. We'll see there's a Milchas Chinuch that learns that way. That's very challenging to learn that way. Meaning that it's kilu, the Torah is telling you, you're not really mechuyev. The Torah is telling you, you know what? You're sofik mechuyev. And even though, so really all the Torah is telling you is that even though normally if you'd be in this situation and you'd have a sofik chi of carbon, we would tell you not to bring the carbon because chulam ba'azora, here we're permitting you to bring chulam ba'azora. That's very, very challenging to learn that way. And as we'll see, it's a clear Gemara that says otherwise. We'll see the Gemara is muchach not to learn this way. Now, additionally, we have to know here, what is the Tumah? Is the Leda the Tumah? Is the Mechayiv of the Korban the fact that there's a Leda from Mitzad, the mother? Or is it the Vlad that's Metame? Not the Leda, the Vlad. So they are the Midas L'chakar Halacha wants to say that's the Machlokes Rav Shimon and the Tanakama. Rav Shimon who says that a C-section is also Metame, it's because the Vlad comes, Avira Oilam, the Vlad is Metame, the mother. And the Tanakama, the way we hold, which is that a C-section is not Metame, is we hold the Maisa Leda, it's not the Vlad that's Metame, it's the Maisa Leda that's Metame. Others want to say that could be the machlokes Reb Meir and the Tanakh and the Chachamim. Reb Meir who says even a behema chayav ha'oif is metame. It's the ma'isa leida that's metame. It's not the vlad that's metame. Whereas according to the Chachamim who hold you need a human form to be metame, then it's the vlad that's being metame. So we'll see. This will also tie into what the chiyav of chatas oif ha'bal ha'sofik is. No, but then you could say Rashi. If you look at Rashi by us, Rashi says the reason why Reb Meir holds that it's metame is because Rashi uses the lashon as follows. He says, "Mifarish time ben meseches nida hoyu v'nemru bo yitzira ka'adam." Okay, so Rashi seems to say once it's called a yitzira, so now it's a ma'aseh later. Meaning Rashi would luchora. When we learn our Mishnah, we wouldn't say that according to Rav Meir, this is an Adam, L'chaira. We would say, Rav Meir holds, you don't need an Adam to be Metame. You need a Leda. And since it says Yitzira, by Behema Chayev Oif, like Adam, so therefore, the Leda is a Leda. It's called she gave birth. What she gave birth to is not an Adam. Doesn't have to be an Adam. And the Chachamim will know you need an Adam in order. Now, the fact is that this is not the correct way to learn. Although the Chazon Ish has a tzad to learn this way, Chazon Ish has a strong tzad to learn this way. If you look at the Gemara Nidai, I don't know if you all have it here. We printed it out. Shkeich Naftali. This was a last minute job. The bottom of the daf, the Gemara seems to say that actually the machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim is whether it's an Adam. Meaning, even Reb Meir agrees that if the woman would deliver a non-Adam, she wouldn't be Tame. Because the Gemara has a shaila if somebody is Makadish this bird that came out of her. It's a Mesa Kiddushim. It's Harayat Mekudeshes, he says on this. The lady gives birth to something that looks like a bird. And he's Makadosh the bird. So the Gemara has a Shaila, Boy Minei, Rabbiyumi, Merabzeir, El Rameir, the Omar Behema, Bemei Isha, Vlad Ma'alia, it's a real Vlad, Kibe Bo Avoa Kedushin Mahu. He's a Chal. He's a Kedushin Chal. Now obviously the Gemara holds that this Vlad is not going to live long term anyway, and you're not going to be able to have relations with this Vlad anyway. So what's an afkamina? You're not going to give her a get, right? You're not giving the bird a get. So what's an ageya? The Gemara says, l'mayin afkamina la'tzuri ba'choysa. Now the person wouldn't be allowed to marry the sister of this whatever came out. So the Gemara says, l'memer d'chaya v'amar av Yehuda marav l'yomar amel ha'yu b'mina miskayim. The Gemara comes out, it doesn't live at all, and therefore the Kiddushin won't be chal. But the Gemara seems to be saying that potentially, according to Reb Meir, it's an Adam. And Kedusha will be chal on it. Now, if you look at Tosfos seems to zichud learn that way. Because Tosfos divrei maskil atzuri ba'achosa. Tosfos says, l'inyin gufa lo boy, im abola chayv mishumei sezish. Why didn't the Gemara have a shayla if somebody now would have relations with this bird? If there'll be chayiv misa chenek for Baal Eish Asish. So he says, it would be interesting, Naira Morosach. But he says like this, Oyim chayiv ahoga, the pshitale de'eni chayi gimul shonim shetei basbiya. It's poshet, it's not a basbiya. And v'loy shaloy te'e trefer, it won't even live a year, so it's not even a trefer. But Tosfos is like this. Listen to this Tosfos. Umiu avi motzi lemi boy im arivea chayiv skila kedin abala behema. Fascinating Tosfos. Tosfos seems to say here in Nida that our Mishnah is not just a question of tumas leida. Our Mishnah here is a question: what is this vlad? And at the very least, it's a suffix in the Gemara Nida. Whether the only way for a mayor to be Matame this Vlad, Matame the mother, is because it's a real Adam. And Lehepach, according to the Chachomim, it's a behemoth. And you may be chayiv for Baal HaBehemah in such a case. Now the Chazon Ish has difficulty with this whole way of learning. Chazon Ish holds that why don't we say that this is not a Vlad at all? This is nothing. It's not an Adam. It's not an Adam because it's a bird. It's a tzur of a bird. And it's not a bird because it was born from an Adam.
But it's alive.
So it's neither.
But it's something, it's alive.
It's alive. It's something, it's but it's not miyuchas to anything. You can't call it a bird because it was born from an Adam. You can't call it an Adam because it's not an Adam.
Like an
androgynous. No. An androgynous is an Adam. This is not an Adam. So this I didn't put into the Maor Makomos, but I'll bring up the Chazon Ish here. Here, Chazon Ish is found in Kuf Yud, a couple of simonim before this one that you have in front of you. He says as follows, Lulei divrei ha-Tosfos. If you want to look this up, it's in Yeridaya Simin Kuf Yud in the Chazon Ish. Lule divrei ha-toisvus ha-yanir b'pshutai she'ein kol sad klal she'etzuras behema mashpas al agdoras havlad l'choshvei kebehema. Sharei ben odo moilidoi. He says it's a person. Now, David's taina that l'maisa looks like a bird, or it looks like whatever it looks like. So the way the Chazon Ish sees it is that something that's born from a human being cannot be an animal. Either it's nothing, or you could say it's a human. I mean, that's the Gemara Shaila. That you can't get out of. That's a Gemara Shaila. The Gemara has a Shaila that this is a human being. But the end result is, Tosfos says, a behemoth zichanat, the Chazon Ish. That he says, that's how he would learn without Tosfos. Without Tosfos, he would say that something born from a Adam can't be a behemoth. And he says here like this, he says, even if you'll tell me, Shareveya behemoth shenoitzra b'sefer yitzira. You know, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that there was once an Erev Shabbos, and they didn't have meat to eat. So the Tanoim, they created an animal with the Sefer HaYetzirah. So there's a whole controversy. What was the din of that behemoth that they created with the Sefer HaYetzirah? That din of behemoth, did it need shechita? If you cooked it with milk, would it be basa b'cholov? These are very interesting shailos on that Gemara. So the Chazon Ish says that even if I would accept that a behemoth created from Sefer HaYetzirah is a behemoth, he says something comes from an Adam, it's not a behemoth. That's a mikvah matar. If it comes out of a person, it can't be a behemoth. He says, "Afilu im tim saloima shahanoilod b'sefer yitzirah chayv l'fishen sheyitzurosa the form of it magderes esmina avomisha noilod meodom balkochach adam hu." It's a person, or if it's not a person, it's not a person, but it can't be a behemoth.
You would never suspect a woman having relations with a man.
No. Anyway, so that's what the Chazon Ish says. Now, l'umas the Chazon Ish, if you look at the Tosfos HaRosh, let me see if I have that here. There's a Yerushalmi that clearly learns like Tosfos. The Yerushalmi learns mamish like Tosfos, which means this is either an Adam or it's a behema. That means the Tzura will define it halachically as a behemoth. I think I should be able to have the Tosfos HaRosh for you. It's right here in Nida Chav Gimel on this Gemara. Huh? Okay. Okay, here he just brings down the end. Okay, brings down the end of the Yerushalmi. Here. Miu bi Yerushalmi mashma, Tosfos says that the Yerushalmi is mashma, that this actual thing will live, this bird or whatever it is will live, and the Yerushalmi says as follows, al de Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, now, he pila demus orev. If the mother gave birth to a bird, okay, oime beroish hadekel. The bird is sitting on the tree. This is a bird that the mother gave birth to, and that ploini almoini was makadosh her, that bird. And now ploini almoini, who was makadosh that bird, died. So the Yerushalmi says the bird on the tree tells the person, boy chaloitz, boy yabem. You hear Yerushalmi? The bird on the tree tells you, either come do yibum with me, or come do chalitza with me. Can you imagine? Which is not like the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is saying, so far we could say this flows with the Chazanish, because Chazanish didn't say it by a human. But the flip side, the Chazanish says it can't be a behemoth. But look what the Yerushalmi does. Now the Yerushalmi says like this. The Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, afilu kulo yodah, even if the whole body looks like a person, uponov kibehema, it's a behemoth. And therefore, that same thing will be sitting on the tree. It could have a human body with a bird's head. I'm sorry for making all my bissel meshuge. You can go now and shecht it and eat it, because now it needs shechita as behema. That's the Yerushalmi. So according to the Yerushalmi, the tzura is actually what's defining it lahalacha, one way or the other. And I believe the pshat in the Yerushalmi is because the Yerushalmi holds precisely like we said, that in order to be metame the mother, you need a vlad. And this, in fact, is the machlokes between the Chachamim and the Meir, whether a tzuras chaya v'oif defines it as a behema or defines it as another. And that's the way the Yerushalmi seems to be learning. So both the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, the Yerushalmi just takes it to the next level. But the Yerushalmi and the Bavli seem to be on one page. That in order for the mother to be metame, there has to be a real leda of a human being. And the machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is going to be whether this is a human being. Is this a human being? Is it not a human being? But that is the machloikis. In fact, according to Yerushalmi saying, according to the Chachamim, it's a behemoth because it has a tzuras behemoth. What was that? Who? What? Only with a tzuras. That means you need a vlad. Not a maisa leida, you need a vlad. Without a vlad, the leida is not going to be metame, without the vlad. Okay, so that's what comes out here from this. So now we go to suffix. So when you have a suffix, what it gave birth, l'chayr, we have, number one, we should have a, if it's born, and you have a suffix, the musadam, okay, so then we run into chatas leif abalo suffix. But if it was born and you don't know what it was, you don't know what it was. And now it's not here to evaluate. So the Mishnah says that's a chatas leif abala sofik. So I ask you, why is that a chatas leif abala sofik? There should be a chazaka that this is an Adam. This is an Adam, gave, especially the way we're learning, according to a mayor, this is a behemoth that was born. That's for sure. An Adam has a chazaka to give birth to an Adam. If you don't know if the Adam gave birth to an Adam or a behemoth, of course you're going to say it's an Adam. Why in the world would there be such a halacha? Now the Chazon Ish that we have here, he has a different problem. He's bothered by every suffix, it should be like that. Anytime it's a suffix mahi pila, we should say there's a chazaka. Chazaka is that there was a leda. By what? Well, if it looks like a bird, you don't have a shayla. Then it runs the machlokes with Meir and the Chacham. Here we don't know what it. Here we don't know. We had a suffix what it was. So now we're going to say, well, maybe it was a behemoth. If it had a tzuras behemoth, according to the Chachamim, we would say it's a behemoth. According to a mayor, we'll say it's an Adam. So that's not a chatas leif abala suffix. That's a regular chatas leif. So we're talking about here where you have a suffix, whether it did have a tzuras chayav leif or it didn't have a tzuras chayav leif. So the Chaznish is saying, so there's a chazaka. And the Gemara brings down even more. The Gemara brings down if a lady goes into the Nohar and she's mappled something and we don't even see it. Where, like David said over here, you could say maybe there was some kind of reyesa. Even if there's no reyesa, the woman had a miscarriage and it's in the water somewhere and you don't know what it was. So the Chazon Ish says, L'chayr it should be a chazaka. U'l'chayr gambala yuchzikiva the chazina nubra. That's the chaznish that you have in front of you. And he even says, "V'nirad the hechid ruchzika uber yesh lachzika b'roiv amuberes." And we should say that it's vaday of vlad. If you look at the end of that piece of the chaznish, it's just a couple of lines. The efshar de'enoy min adin elo mid rabbonon. It's not a fascinating chaznish. How does he learn our sugya? He's going to have to make a distinction between the case of the Gemara there where a woman is just mapa and we don't know what it was. So there we say, it's tak only midrabbanan. In our sugya tak, it's a deraisa. Because our Gemara is saying it's a chata soif abala sofik. It's a deraisa diga sofik. That's a chata. But if you go down to Tess, on the bottom, over there the Gemara say, over there the Chazanish goes back from what he said before. The last piece on the daf, he says, So he says at the end, the last three lines of that piece. The minute a woman gives birth, so now we see she's pregnant. She's pregnant, so there's a roiv. Notice the whole idea here is maybe since we didn't see the woman, maybe when we know the woman's pregnant, Taka, then we go after Chazokah. But he says, no, he says, whenever a woman delivers a baby, we know she was pregnant. He says, and therefore, so what's later. He says, perhaps there's no Chazokah until we see a Vlad. Till we see a Vlad, a Tzuris Vlad, there's no Chazokah, Cheskes Vlad. That's what the Chaznish is struggling with. Maybe we don't say the chazak until we see a human being. Until we see a human being, there's no chazak. Now again, chazak is questionable because there is a Tosfos in Chulin that says that chazak, you need to be have a chazak shelo huvara is not a chazak. Chazak has to be established. But roiv doesn't need to be established. There's definitely a roiv that roiv women deliver human beings. That's zikr. That's for sure. So that is definitely a problem. Why don't we go bus a roiv and say that there's the roiv should tell us that there's a vlad here, and that should—that's on one side. That's one issue. The flip side, I just wanted to bring you the flip side issue is Reb David Soloveitchik Zolzayin Gesund. He has a different question. He goes the other direction. He feels that every woman that gives birth to a suffix vlad should have a cheskes tahara. That since she was tahar till now, and now we don't know if she was moilet of lad, so the cheskes tahara should win. And we should say she's still tahar. That's his approach. That's what he wants to say.
No, but I'm saying,
we don't know if it was a leda. So we're talking about a case where it's a suffix leda. So we don't know if there's a later. So he says like this. Why not? So he says a chiddush. He says, and this is maybe what David is trying to say. He says, "Kivon sheyesh kan leido lefoneinu, v'sofik im avlad azeh teres vlad alov." We don't know if it's a teres vlad. Havi kivadai noga b'sofik tume. Shahar be rishonim soivrim doy azlinim b'chiyai gam lebasa chazaka. So if David says like this, he says, many Rishonim hold that if you have a Vadai Negiah on a Suffolk Tumah, we don't go by Chazaka. We only go by Cheskes Tahara if you have a Suffolk Noga, Suffolk Loi Noga. But if you know for sure you touched something, and we have a Suffolk if that thing that you touched is tummy or not, so then we don't go by your Cheskes Tahara. He says over here, since there was a Vadai Leda, and now we have a Suffolk what it was, so on that, we don't go basar cheskes tahara. Perhaps. That may be a reason why we don't put the woman basar cheskes tahara. Now, there could be another pshat here that you could say, which is that either way, the woman is tummy. There's a psichos hakever. Either way, the womb opened up. Either way, she's tummy. The only question is what tumah she is. Is she a tumas nida? Is she a tumas yoledes? And the achilukim and dinim in all directions is chumris for yoledes. Because for the next 40 days or the next 80 days, she's going to be tomei for kachim, So there's a chumra to say it was a leida, but there's also a kula. Because for 33 days, right, you're going to have, or 66 days, you're going to have your maid tahara, where no matter what she sees, she'll be tahara. So there's a whole mixed range of dinim. So you don't really have cheskes tahara being able to play a role. That's another possibility, how we can get around this. But what I'm trying to bring out from this is that the real issue here that I believe is we have to be done. What is this suffix? Is the halacha be'etzem that we look at this like there is a vlad? Is really the svara here that there is not a vlad? What is the outside svara without the pasuk? And then what is the pasuk telling you? So firstly, you should know that if you look in the sugya you need to hear on the spot, you'll see that the Gemara actually learns this out of a pasuk, chatas v'abala sofik. And if you look in the Gemara Nozio, the Gemara Nozio brings down on daf chav tesam et aleph a pasuk, a drosha. The Gemara says like this, Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Yudo emel, minayin l'chatas oiv shibala sofik, right? It says in the pasuk, tamaloyma v'azoi v'zoi v'lazochol l'nekeva makash l'kevo l'zocho, ma'avnekevim v'yakob. So the Gemara learns out of a pasuk that just like the Torah was makash yeisha l'ish, just like a man brings an oshem toli, a woman brings a chatas when she has a suffix later. So really, there's no place even for a suffix. The Torah now went out of its way and said that if a woman has a suffix later, she brings a karm. So it's not a suffix karm. How could you say it's a suffix karm? It's a vaday karm. It's a pasuk. There's a pasuk in the Torah that clearly states, v'azov ezov, it's a ribuy, that we learn out from there, that if a woman has birth, a suffix later, she brings a karm. End of story. How now could we clear if this is a vaday karban, if it's a suffix karban? The whole thing is a pella. The whole thing is a pella, how you can clear such a thing. Now the Minchas Chinuch actually seems to learn that it's a suffix. Chatzai v'abal ha-suffix. Because the Minchas Chinuch has here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, by Chatzai v'abal ha-suffix, he says like this. Obviously, the reason why it's not eaten is l'chayra, because it's, the Gemara says, the reason why you don't eat it is because on the tzad that she's not chayva carbon, so it's not allowed to be eaten. It's nevela. Nevela. In fact, the Gemara here in Nozer asks one second. If you're learning it out from Oshem Toli, so Oshem Toli is eaten. The Gemara says, well, Oshem Toli, there's only one shayla, chulin bazor. There's no real shayla whether it's a nevela. But by chatas oif, it's mamish a nevela. So the Gemara is justifying why we don't eat the chatas. But my problem is before that. My problem is, I don't understand, what suffix do you have here? The Torah went, it's a drosha the Gemara is bringing down here, that the Torah went and the Torah said, clearly, hazoi v'zoivoi melame, that in a cave, that a nekeva brings a chatas when she has a suffix later. End of story. I see, what is there room to debate here anymore? So this is really a tremendous plea. Tremendous plea. How to qualify chatas of avol suffix? So I want to try to be mavayra to you. And once we understand this, then we'll be able to understand all the issues of chazak, of suffix, and the continuation of the sugyas, which all, yeah, in order to understand, you have to understand what's the chiyuv chatas of avol suffix. And I would say the biggest kasha is to understand why it's called a suffix carbon. If the Torah is telling you to bring it, I mean, why isn't an Oshem Toli a suffix carbon? Because the Torah is telling you to bring it. That's why. It's not because we know you ate chalev, we don't know you ate chalev. The Torah said, if you have a suffix chalev, suffix shuman, you bring a kom. That's it. Now it's a vaday kom. So I want to be mazbet to you like this. Number one, there definitely are different types of sveikoy l'chumra that we have in Shas. So I'll give you a dugma just in order to understand it better. We have the Rambam, the famous Rambam, that the Rambam holds every suffix that rice is lahokal, with the rice. The Rambam Shita, in Ovas Hatuma, and in Perak Yud in Ilchas Kilayim, is that suffix that rice is lahokal, menatur. It's only midrabbanan l'chacham. And we're going to be talking a lot about this Rambam, because when we get into Oshem Toli, obviously that's the big problem. According to the Rambam, why do you bring in Oshem Toli? You're allowed to eat a piece of meat that's Sofik Chelev Sofik Shin, midaraisa. If you're allowed to eat it, how do you bring in Oshem Toli? That's Tama Pella, right? According to the Rambam, go eat it. So now I go to the Rav, I ask him, midaraisa, am I allowed to eat a chatichas Chelev Sofik? He says, yes, you can eat it. Then I eat it, and the Rav tells me to bring a comb. I thought midaraisa, I'm allowed to eat it. According to the Rambam. According to the Rashba and the Ran and most of the Rishonim, you're not allowed to eat it midaraisa. That's why you bring in Oshem Toli. For the fact that you didn't verify. But according to the Rambam, that holds that midaraisa, you can eat Sofik Chelev Sofik Shinim. So the Marit explains that according to the Rambam holds you only bring in Oshem Toli if it's a chaticha mishtei chatichas. The Rambam taka holds if you eat a piece of meat, one piece of meat. There was one piece of meat in front of you. You didn't know, is it Chelev or Shuman? The Rambam holds you don't bring a comb. The Rambam Paschal's like, you know why? Because you taka midaraisa, you can eat that piece of meat. You only bring the korban if it's a chaticha mishtei chatichas, which means you have two pieces of meat. One is chelev, one is shuman. You ate one of them. There, midaraisa, you're not allowed to eat it because you have one piece of iser in front of you. So there, midaraisa, that's why you bring a korban. That's how the Merkel comes around. Now, lemaisa, the Rambam says this din in Ovos HaTumah and in Hilchos Kilayim. In Hilchos Kilayim, the Ravid comes and he agrees with the Rambam. The Ravid in Hilchos Kilayim says, Emes Huzeh, it's very rare. That's the kind of Ravid you want to, you know, chop and laminate. The Ravid says on the Rambam, the Rambam says, Sofik deraisa lohokal, midaraisa. The Ravid comes on that Rambam and he goes, Oma Avrom, Emes, and in Hilchos Kilayim. In Hilchos Kilayim, the Ravid comes and he agrees with the Rambam. The Ravid in Hilchos Kilayim says, Emes Huzeh, it's very rare. That's the kind of Ravid you want to, you know, chop and laminate. The Ravid says on the Rambam says, Sofik deraisa lohokal, midaraisa. The Ravid comes on that Rambam and he goes, Oma Avrom, Emes Huzeh. It's like, where? Shekola Sveikis midarabon. What's the Rambam? The Ravid. That's the Ravid in Hilchos Kilayim. In Hilchos Ovos HaTumah, the Rambam says the same thing. He says, anytime you have a Sofik Tumah, really, midaraisa, all sveika deraisa is lakua. The Ravid comes there on the Rambam, and the Ravid says, Oma Avrom, Shibishuzeh. Mistake. He says, how could the Rambam say Sofik deraisa is lohokal midaraisa? Hare behev yomru bekamu mekoimus peshas, Sofik deraisa lachumra. That's the famous pella on the Ravid. The Ravid mamish contradicts himself. So Rav Shimon Shkop, Rabbi Saul Zev Gusman, Zechatzad of Rochon, his Kuntra Shum and Kiddushin, brings down this contradiction. Rav Shimon Shkop gave a famous explanation, a beautiful pshat. He said, really, even according to the Rambam, that Sofik deraisa is lohokul midaraisa, there are two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, midaraisa, there's no iser. If you have a piece of meat, Sofik chelev, Sofik shuman, there's no iser. The Torah never prohibited Sofik chelev, Sofik shuman. So really, you know what it is? It's a piece of heter. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, no, it's Sofik chelev. But the Torah allows you to risk it. The Torah, the deraisa digadin is, you know what? Take a chance. You want to take a pay, you can take a pay. The deraisa, you can chance it. But the emes is a Sofik iser. It's not that the Torah said Sofik chelev is mutter. It's not a heter. It's the Torah saying, you know what? That's how to learn it. Now, if you learn, there's a tremendous difference between the two ways of learning. Now, the Rav Shimon Shkop says, this is the area of dispute between the Rambam and the Ravid. When the Rambam came in Hilchos Kilayim and he said, you know what? If you have Sofik Shatnez, midaraisa it's lahokal. Midrabbanan, you have to be machmer. The Ravid agreed with the Rambam. So you know what? Sofik deraisa is only lechumra, it's only midrabbanan lechumra. He agreed with the Rambam. But the Ravid held that it's not that it's mutter. It's that the Torah said you can risk it. The Torah said you're not mechuyiv to be chayish that it's shabbos. You could count on it. You could risk it that it's not shabbos.
But if it really is, so it really is. I mean, you didn't do anything. It's like you relied on a chazaka, and a chazaka was wrong. You were allowed to rely on it, but it was wrong. Says the Rav Shimon Shkop, that was all fine until we got to Avei Satuma. When we got to Avei Satuma, there you're talking about a Metzias. You're talking about Tuma. So the Rambam says, all Safek Tuma doesn't exist Midaraisa. There the Rambam's talking about a Metzias. He says, Safek Tuma is not a Tuma. He says, there the Rambam upgraded his opinion. He's not just saying that Safek Deraisa, you can take a chance. He's saying it doesn't exist. So here the Ravid objected. Here the Ravid said no. And now the Ravid's objection is so clear. Because when the Ravid objects, he says, what do you mean? Behed ya omru b'shah safek de raisa l'chumra. What kind of objection is that? The Rambam agrees with that. He just says that's the Rabbonah. The Rambam doesn't disagree with the fact that safek de raisa is l'chumra. He just holds that din is the Rabbonah. And that's obviously what the Ravid holds in Ilchas Kilayim. When the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. Right? What does the Ravid do with all the Gemaras and Shas that say safek de raisa is l'chumra? Midrabanan. So what does the Rambam mean in Avei Satuma? But according to Rav Shimon, it's Givaldik. Why? If you learn Safek Deraisa is Lahakal because you're allowed to chance it, now it makes sense. The Rabbanan came and said, you know what? Don't chance it. Don't chance it. The Rabbanan came in and they said, you know what? Don't take a chance. There's a Safek Isser here. Stay away. Like they do all over Gzeres Yogim. But the Ravid says, but if when you came in Avos Hatumah and you told me a Safek Isser is not, it doesn't exist, so what's Safek Deraisa L'chumra? That's like the Rabbanan saying, don't eat a piece of Heter. That's Pshat in the Ravid. It's a Gevaldige Pshat. Now, I want to make an analogy to a Chattas, the same analogy. An Oshem Toli, by definition, is a Kapora for a Safek Chet. So there, the Oshem Toloi is a Vadai Kom. You know why? Because, see, the difference between a Chatas, let's say, and an Oil and a Shlomim, is that a Chatas, its inherent DNA is what it's coming from. In other words, if you ate a piece of Chalev, you could now, that Avera that of eating the Chalev energizes the Kedusha of the Korban. You can't create that Kedusha unless you ate Chalev. You almost have to look at it like the Aveira is what's servicing the Kedusha. If somebody would go and they didn't eat Chalev, and they'd make a Korban Chatas Chalev, it's not Chal. It wouldn't be Chal. Because that's the Chatas Chalev can only occur, can only be established through the Chet. And Oshem Toli is unique. Oshem Toli is established through the chet of doing a Safek Avera. So it doesn't matter if you did the Avera or not. If you did a Safek Avera, that's an Avera. A Safek Avera is also an Avera. The fact that you went into a Safek Avera. And now that Safek Avera makes the Kedusha of the Oshem Toli. Chata Soif is very unique. Chata Soif, what energizes the Chata Soif? What energizes the Chatas Oif is the Leda. The Leda creates the Kedusha of the Chatas Oif. If there was no Leda, it's not like an Aveira, you could say she did a Safek Aveira. Either there was a Leda or there wasn't a Leda. Now, when the Torah came and the Torah said, you know what? Even if there's a Safek Leda, you still bring a Chatas Oif. Still being a Chatas Oif. There, it's very unique because there, technically, what we could say is all the Torah is saying is bring this Safek Korban. It's not a Vadai Chatas because in order to have a Vadai Chatas, you need to have a Leda. The Leda is what's triggering the Kedusha. If Klapi Shmaya Galya, there was no Leda here, so nothing happened. It's not something happened. See, by a Safek Avera, that's an Avera. The Avera was that you put yourself into a matziv of doing a Safek Chet. Okay? And that's an Avera. There's an Avera called doing a Safek Avera. That's an aver. You went against Hashem by putting yourself into a suffering. The lady, she didn't do anything. Now we have a scientific question. Did a birth occur or did a birth not occur? On the tzad that a birth did not occur, nothing happened. Nothing happened. If nothing happened, the chattas can't get kedusha. Because the chattas gets its kedusha from an occurrence. So if you have a suffix occurrence, on the tzad that nothing occurred, there's no kedusha to the chattas. And that's why there's no place to run here. Bar Yosham Toli, and this gives us very clear understanding, the difference between an Oshem Toli and Chatas Ifabala Sofik. Oshem Toli is very clear. Oshem Toli is, the Torah went ahead and the Torah said that if somebody did a Sofik Avera, which they weren't allowed to do, and again, according to the Rambam, it's talking about with the two pieces in front of you, according to the other Rishonim, one piece, you went against the Rebbeinu Shem. Now, even if, let's say we find out that the piece of meat that you ate was actually shuman. It was shuman. Did you do something wrong by eating it? Yes.
By eating it, but after
the carbon. What? No, so I'm saying, so Mamela, the carbon is for the Avera of doing the Safik Chet. What I'm trying to tell you is that by Oshem Toli, something happened to create a Kedusha's carbon. You know what happened? You did a Safik Chet. And that's never going to change. If you find out in a year that what you ate wasn't chaylev, you still did a suffik chet. There was an occurrence. The occurrence was when you took a piece of meat that was a suffik chaylev, suffik shim. And that was mechayev you to bring an Oshem Toli. And now, even if in a year from now you found out that it wasn't chaylev, that Oshem Toli that you brought wasn't chulin bazar, because that Oshem Toli was for the chet of eating a piece of meat that was suffik chaylev, suffik shim. That's the point. What? Oh, that's a different shaila. There we learn out of a pasuk that if you have a yedia that it wasn't chaylev l'mafreya, now you don't bring it. If you find that that it was a vaday chaylev, then you have to bring a chatas kavua. That's a different issue. What I'm trying to say is there was an occurrence by a suffolk later. There is no occurrence. A suffolk later is, did this woman have a baby or did she not have a baby? Was it a human being or was it an animal? The shaila was, did an occurrence take place? Now, we don't know if an occurrence took place. So now, there's no way for us to have a vadai chatas yoledes here. It's impossible. It's impossible for us to ever say that there's a vadai chatas yoledes here. Because on the tzad, that let's say it was a ruach, right? It was not a Vlad, so nothing happened. Zero. No, Suffolk is not. There is no such a thing as a Suffolk happening, Michel. And you should remember that because you like Sfeikas. But there's no such thing as a Suffolk happening. There could be a Suffolk Avera. Yes. I'm getting there. So now I'm telling you like this. There's a very big difference when the Torah said, you know what, you have a suffix if you did an Avera, you have to bring a Kolben. And when the Torah said you have a suffix later, the Torah also said you have to bring a Kolben. There's a very big difference between the two. What's the difference? The difference is that when the Torah said, if you have a suffix Avera, bring a Kolben, a suffix Avera is an Avera. A suffix Avera is an occurrence. When the Torah said a suffix later, bring a Kolben, then the Torah was telling you know what? Potentially, you bring a korban for nothing. You follow what I'm saying? By Oshem Toli, when the Torah says, you know what, you did a suffik chet, go bring a korban, there's a chet. The Torah told you to bring a korban for something. But I'm not debating that by chatas of a bal suffik, the Torah is telling you to bring a korban. I'm not debating that. The Torah is telling you that. It's a drosha. I'm trying to explain to you why at the end of the day, there's a difference in halacha between an Oshem Toli and a chatas oifa bala safik. Why is there a difference? They should be the same. Since there's a pasuk that you have to bring an Oshem Toli if you did a safik chet, and there's a pasuk that you have to bring a chatas oifa bala safik if you have a safik later, they should be the same. Logic is they should be the same. Why aren't they the same? I'm trying to explain that to you. And the explanation I'm giving you is that when you do a safik chet, you did a chet. So something occurred. There was an occurrence that could energize a Kedushas called Moshan Tolle. By a Leda, we don't know if there was a Leda. It's a Sufik Leda. And if in Yovei Eliyahu, and there was no Leda, there was nothing happened. Nothing happened. If nothing happened, there's nothing that could energize the Kedushas Korban. You can't have a Korban Yoledes for a non-Leda. The Kedusha doesn't happen. Elamai, the Torah is telling you, even though you don't know, bring it anyway. But the Torah is not telling you it is a Chatas. By an Ashem Toli, the Torah is telling you there is this Korban called Ashem Toli that comes for the Chet of Sufik that you did the Avera. And it gives you a kapara in between till you find out if you did or didn't do the chet. And now this korban is a korban. Here the Torah is telling you, bring a korban which may not be a korban. That's what the Torah is telling you.
The Torah never told you you could eat it anyway.
Exactly. That's why the Gemara says that since we don't have a clear raya that we could eat it, you can't eat it. That's exactly what I'm trying to explain. The Torah didn't say that you can eat this korban. Now, why in the world shouldn't you be able to eat it? What do you mean, one is or two is sir? Forget one is or two is, that's for the Gemara. Just, you should be able to eat it because it's a korban. The Torah says that this, even after the Torah was marba, you should bring it. But here, if there was no leder, there's no chatas yoledes. Elamai, I'm doing what the Torah said. Now, this will give us clarity in what the Brisker Rav, I'm trying to explain to you now what I saw in Brisker Rav many years ago. The Brisker Rav in his stencil, in his chidushim, he brings down such a chidush from his father, Reb Chaim, which sounds like French, but once we have what we said, I think it's very clear. He says, V'shamati me'adoni mo'ri v'rabi, she'omar, listen to these words of Reb Chaim Brisk, the din chatas ha'ifal ha'sofek ha'omu b'mechus ha'kipurim. Number one, he says, it's not just a heter to bring a korban. Vadai hu chiyuva. You have to, it's a pasuk. Ki arei, he says, din choyvas korban mesuyem eshatoy chayvos hayoysay. Sharei alfinon benozio. He says, we have a pasuk. How could you tell me, and this point of Reb Chaim is muchach. I don't know pshat in any of the achronim that learn that chatzav v'asofik is not a real chiyuv. It's a pasuk, just like Oshem Toli. But listen what he says. However, he says, Elo de Bezech Alukim, de Ba'oshem Tolu, he says, listen to this, Gama Korban Ba'atzmoy Hu Korban Vadai. He says, by Oshem Tolu, not only is the obligation Vadai, but the Korban is Vadai. He says, Avol, he says, B'chatas Ha'oif, HaKorban Hu Sofik. He says, the Korban is a Sofik. Elo, shechayeves lahavi korban al asafik. Reb Chaim, that's the end. The obvious pelos, but why is it that way? That's what I'm trying to explain to you, what the lumdus behind this is. The lumdus behind it is very simple. Oshem Toli, there was an occurrence. Whenever you're dealing with a chatas, you need something to trigger the kedushas korban. Something has to trigger it. By Oshem Toli, something triggered the kedushas korban. The chet of doing a safik chet. By Leda, on the Tzadat, there was no Leda, nothing happened. So all the Torah is telling you is, you know what, you got to bring a korban. But is it a Vadai korban? We don't know, it's a Sofik korban. Now, once we have this, now I think everything is clear also on the Inyan of Sofik. Because once we say that the Torah was Mechayiv, you know, we'll stop here because it's going to be lengthy, the next piece. This is part one, at least we have a clear part one. Everybody has this point clear?
What's going on?
It's a Sufik Kedusha. It's a Sufik Chulin. The Oshem Toli is not Sufik Chulin. The Oshem Toli is Vadai Korban.
It has to be a Kedusha that's Goyim. What's Goyim, the Kedusha of the Sufik Korban?
The
Chayyim
of
Sufik.
So the
Chayyim
is to bring a Sufik Korban, the Limud is to be a Mechuyim.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's an interesting gather. Chayyim and Arayza to bring a Sufik Korban.
Exactly. It's definitely interesting. Without the Pasuk HaZoveh, we wouldn't say it. You have to bring a Sofik Korban. Is it a Korban? It may be Chulin. Right? If it's Chulin. It's nothing exactly. And what is it in a vela? So you can't eat it. What do you mean? No, a chulin bazar of many holders the rice. It's machlekes. If you hold chulin bazar as the rice, it's simple. The Gemara nazar holds that chulin. The Gemara says there are two isurim. One is chulin bazar, and one is the veil. The Gemara wants that there's an isur of chulin bazar. But now we're going to obviously use this. Once we have this new chiyuv of chiyuv safek, it's going to answer all the other kashas. You wouldn't bring the carbon. Because Safa Kulam Basar.
But Rashi
is saying that's not. The
Torah
brings Safa Kulam and has to do with the Maisa Malika. I mean, the Gemara says it is. What do you mean? Yeah, that's only after the Pasuk. You're asking me what would be without the Pasuk? Without the Pasuk, we'd say, do nothing, Sheval Tas. Now that the Torah told you to do it, yeah. But without the Torah, we'd say Shaval Tazim. But now that it's a new chiv of Suffolk, it's going to answer all the kashas. Chazaka, why we don't go basa. I didn't want to get into that because then we'll get stop here. This is a simple, straightforward, you say.
It's like there is a kedusha, right? There is a kedusha.
No!